Hello, everyone. It's time for Your Life and Your Money with Scott Hoke, a weekly show about your life and your money. Life is what it's all about, and nothing quite touches so many areas of your life in so many ways as money. And this show covers both. There's something here for everyone, from young money to retirement, from the young at heart to the grandchildren, from recipes to home remedies, and from car repair to Medicare, some news you can use, and the corny joke of the week you can tell your children and grandchildren. It's all here. Give me 30 minutes and I'll give you tips and tricks to a better life. So let's get started. Well, I'm back for another show. Let's start with a Julie joke. Julie jokes are named after my granddaughter that loves corny jokes. I tell them here so you can use them to connect with your children and your grandchildren. The children love corny jokes, and I love the children. What did the dog say to the cat? Now, you know this one. Come on now. What did the dog say to the cat? Give up? Nothing. Dogs don't talk. And remember, I told you that you knew this one. And now for some good news. The Treasury Department and the Internal Revenue Service have announced that the tax filing due dates for the 2020 tax year federal income tax returns, including the federal income tax payment deadline, will automatically be extended from April 15, 2021 to May 17, 2021. So you get just a little over a month. No special form must be used to request the filing extension, and the IRS will be providing some formal guidance to this in the coming days, so stay in touch with your tax professional. But we were expecting it. I couldn't say anything till it was official, but now we know some things if you haven't yet. Now, also, there's some tax relief for unemployment. The American Rescue Plan allows for tax exemptions for up to $10,200 in unemployment benefits that were paid in 2020. So this applies only to taxpayers now whose adjusted gross income is under $150,000 for last year, 2020. And if you've already filed, you're going to want to contact your tax professional anyway to find out if you can get the exemption applied. And you can if you qualify for any money that you're due back if you've already filed. So that's good news that you can use. Time now for a kitchen tip. Now, you may know this one, but a lot of people don't. It's so simple, you're going to laugh at it. When you're scrambling eggs in a skillet and they stick to the spatula and make it hard to clean, I've got a cure for that. I was spraying the pan with a nonstick spray one day, and it just dawned on me that I could spray the spatula too. There's no law or rule against that. So no more eggs sticking to the spatula. And you can do it with butter too. Sometimes I'll rub the warm skillet with butter so it won't stick and use it for nonstick spray substitute. And then you can go straight to the spatula with the warm butter and give it a coat. In either case, no more scrubbing a spatula before you put it in the dishwasher. More kitchen tips in future shows. I believe everyone that eats should know how to cook. Time now for a great relationship tip. Yes, we all want better relationships. Relationships are important. They're very important. We depend on everything from car care to health care and even hair care on other people in relationships. There are our families and even the people at work. There's a great relationship tip I've got for you. I used to do a lot of life coaching, and I learned the number six. The number six is the key to great relationships. Who would have known? For great relationships, you should have at least six positive interactions with someone to every negative interaction or negative experience you have with them. You can't fuss at the spouse or kids over things all the time and expect to have a happy home life and good relationships. In fact, you might be facing a divorce if you do that. You should have at least six positive interactions to every negative interaction or experience, or people will dread to see you coming. This works for spouses and family, works for employers and their employees, even the people you work with and your customers in business. Studies found that four positive interactions for every negative interaction was the minimum to just maintain relationships, and it took six positive interactions to every negative interaction to have a healthy and growing relationship. Now, you can't have six minor positive interactions and then drop a bomb of a negative interaction. You have to keep it on a level playing field. Sometimes with our children and even with our employees, we have to have some uncomfortable conversations and maybe even some negative consequences. But if you've been having positive interactions before, that's like money in the bank that you can draw on. If things are already bad, researchers have found that relationships where the positive interactions dropped below 4, they were really in trouble, but they could be turned around with the number 6. So try it. Remember the number 6. And do 6 positive little interactions, like compliments and positive experiences, like holding the door or saying thank you for someone, to every negative interaction that you have, and see if that doesn't boost your relationships in the relationship department. Question time. I have a question for you. If you were laid off from work and cut off from your regular income for 30 years, would that affect your life and the paying of your bills? Well, you might say, Scott, of course it would. What are you thinking? Well, isn't that really what retirement is? Isn't retirement like being laid off from work for 30 years? It could easily last 30 years or more. You might think Social Security would be enough to live on, and you could live off of it and live like you do now, but if you think that, you need to think again. If you aren't prepared to be laid off 30 years, or in other words, retire, you need to call me and I can show you your options. My number is 931-580-5567. That's 931-580-5567. Or you can reach me through the website, the business website, www.eastbrookfinancialservices.com. That's www.eastbrookfinancialservices.com. And of course, my partners that I mentioned on the show, they'll connect us. Time now for the credit card corner. When you buy things with a credit card, you spend more then and more later. Let's go over that again. When you buy things with a credit card, you're going to spend more then and more later, according to studies. And that's not to mention the interest, the fees, and the charges that you pay. Well, there's lots of studies on it, and this is how it works. As a child, you probably bought some things with cash, some money that you got for your birthday or Christmas or for jobs that you did around the house, and you spent your money. And then you wanted more things, but you were out of money. Well, you sort of felt a pain of being broke, and you associated that with spending money. You learned how that all works. Now fast forward to you as an adult. You're buying groceries with cash. Well, if you're buying many groceries, you're spending some cash, and you feel that when you check out. Now, if you pay with a credit card, you don't feel it quite the same. It's just not quite the same emotionally or even subconsciously. Here's how it works. If you pay in cash, you give them the cash, you get the groceries, and you feel the pain or a loss of the money you left at the store. But if you pay with a credit card, you come home with the groceries and the credit card, and you don't feel the loss because you've still got the credit card and you get the groceries. That doesn't register with you mentally, and you're much more likely to spend more money that month because you didn't feel the loss of money you would have if you had paid in cash. Then the bill comes with interest and fees, and you just keep paying. Paying in cash every time you can. That's the thing to do. It registers with you, and using the envelope system helps you manage your money better. There's the credit card corner for today. Now, there's some things that we need to get the word out on Medicare. One is that there's some serious penalties that you can be stuck with for life if you don't sign up on time and in the right way. Those are Part B penalties, B as in boy, and Part D penalties, D as in dog. I see people where their Part D penalty is bigger than what they pay for their Part D coverage. That's ridiculous. These penalties can be for life, too, so you want to get this right. Part B and D penalties for the rest of your life can add up to an enormous amount of money that you could have used to live on or even pass on to your family. So you want to be careful about that. We want to get the word out that you need to sign up correctly and on time to avoid Part B and D penalties. And another thing that most people think is you can only sign up for Medicare once a year during the annual enrollment period. Well, if you're aging into Medicare at 65, you've got your own initial enrollment period, and you don't want to miss that. And then there are many special enrollment periods that most people have never heard of. They change these things from time to time, but you can contact me, and I can see if you qualify for a special enrollment period. You won't know until you look into it. Remember, if you move, that can create a special enrollment period for you, too, under the right circumstances. And maybe you have what I call a Medicare mess. I fix one or two of those things a week. Call me and see what I can do for you if you've got a Medicare mess. You might have a special enrollment period that we can fix that now and you not have to wait. Don't risk it and be stuck with penalties. My number is 931-580-5567. As always, I tell you, you can reach me through the website at eastbrookfinancialservices.com. And of course, the partners that I mentioned on the show, they'll connect us. The show notes and the podcast is at www.scotthogue.info. That's ScottHogue. And you can reach me there too. I have a question for you. What if you could be the beneficiary of your own life insurance? Now, I know most people think you have to die to benefit from your life insurance, but I've never heard of a life insurance company writing a check to a dead person. So the question is what if you could be the beneficiary of your own life insurance? What if you got the new kind of life insurance with more living benefits, and you could have those living benefits and enjoy them while you're alive? What if that policy could be your emergency fund? What if it could provide retirement income tax-free? What if it could provide income when you needed money for long-term care and that benefit wouldn't even cost you a penny extra? What if I could show you a way to get out of debt faster using this special kind of life insurance policy? What if this insurance could help you save on taxes now and also later? And what if I could show you how to build your entire financial plan around this special kind of insurance, whether you're an individual, have a family, or you own a business? You know, so many people complain about being broke and not having money now or in retirement, and everyone complains about taxes. Do you want to do something or just complain? If you want to do something to change your life, call me and I'll be your partner in that. There's no cost to talk to me, but it could cost you a lot if you don't. Call me, as I've said, at 931-580-5567 or through the partners. You know, the partners at Mullins Insurance Agency in Shelbyville, Tennessee, the Family Counseling Center of Middle Tennessee, Access Hope, or the website at www.scotthogue.info. Time now for the recipe of the week. This week it's from my wife, the low-carb lady, and she has a low-carb cheesecake that she cooks in the Instapot. I know it sounds crazy, but it really is good, and it's good for your low-carb diet. The recipe is in the show notes at www.scotthogue.info. Now, more recipes, including Instapot recipes, are coming each week. Time now for Car Corner. The best used car that you can buy may be a used car that is not for sale. Now, let me explain that. If someone is going to sell their car, and they know they'll be selling their car soon, they may stop changing the oil in it, and they may stop servicing it. Now, if it's a used car for sale, it may be for sale because the owner knows there's a problem with it, and someone's about to spend a lot of money on it. They don't want it to be them. Well, what if you could buy a car that isn't for sale? The owner's driving it every day and maintaining it, but it could be for sale if you asked. Well, keep your eye out for cars that you would be interested in buying, and then if you see one in a parking lot, you might mention to the owner that they've got a nice car there, and you wondered if they'd be willing to sell it. Now, you might also let your neighbors know that you'd be interested in buying their cars. You probably know the people that live around you. They probably know you. You've seen cars sitting in their driveway. But I do know a man that built his car repair and his used car business by driving around and noticing cars that were in the driveway, but they weren't being driven much, if at all. And he'd just go knock on the door and say he noticed the cars in the driveway a lot and would they be interested in selling it. Now, sometimes it didn't work out, and sometimes he got a deal. If you want a good deal, you got to keep your eyes open and ask around. That's the Car Corner for this week. Now for the useless fact of the week. How do you say taxi in Russian? You know, you might need to know. You never know. Well, this is how they say taxi in Russia. They say it like this. Taxi. Taxi is another French word, and we all say it like the French do. Now, for a moment, I want to talk to you about something that's very important. I know the chances are very good that either you or someone you know needs the services of Access Hope. With all the stress that we have these days, people are suffering from depression, from the changes in their lives, and they're struggling with problems that didn't even exist not long ago. It is so easy to feel overwhelmed and to feel all alone these days. There's just so many ways that Access Hope can help. They have so many resources. They have people that really care, and they're there for you. For you! If you call day or night, any hour of the day or any hour of the night, you'll talk to a living person, a live person, and not just a recording or some robot that says press 1 for this and 2 for that. You get a real person. Then they're there because they want to help, and they're trained and certified to help you. If you need to talk to a licensed counselor, you're not going to have to wait a week or two, a day or two. You're not going to even have to wait till in the morning if you call at night. They will three-way them into your phone call right then. I can't tell you how many people Access Hope has made such a difference in their lives. Many times, all the difference. They'll get you the help you need, or they'll get you to the help you need through their partner referrals. And if you're looking at volunteering somewhere that you can make a difference, a real difference in people's lives, well, that's the mission of Access Hope, to make a real difference in people's lives. And they've been doing that for years. Now, you may not have heard of them before. You may just now be seeing their billboards, but they've been right here in this community in Middle Tennessee helping people for years now. And now that we're having such real challenges from COVID and the changes that we're seeing, they're reaching out even more to meet the needs of real people in need in this trying time. If you volunteer to help at Access Hope, whatever job you do, whatever role you fill, you'll be trained and have the resources and the supervision to be the help that someone needs, and you'll be certified in that. There's no amount of money that can buy the feeling you have when you know that you've made a difference in someone's life, in some family's life. Whether you need help or whether you want to volunteer, you can contact Access Hope at www.accesshope247.com. That's www.accesshope247.com. Now, if you go there on your cell phone, you can click on the phone number or the contact button, and it'll make the call for you. And the call is free. Someone is waiting now there for you, waiting for your call. That is at www.accesshope247.com. Now for an account and data security moment. You know, our financial information's been hacked a few times. My family and the business, the FBI investigated one of them, and I got caught up in a J.P. Morgan Chase data breach some years ago. Well, you know, if they can hack J.P. Morgan Chase, they can hack just about any company, so I'm very careful these days. We're seeing experts say be careful where you use the last four digits of your Social Security number now. Experts advise us not to use the last four digits of our Social Security number for identification anywhere that we wouldn't use the whole number. It turns out that if hackers can guess where and when you were born, within reason, they can guess the rest of the numbers. In a recent test, hackers guessed about two-thirds of the whole Social Security number when they had the last four digits. You may have to be persistent to do business with a company without using your Social Security number. A while back, I was transacting some business with this company, and they wanted my Social Security number, and I told them I didn't give it out on the phone. Well, the woman said it was necessary and it would be safe. I said, well, you know, if giving out your Social Security number on the phone is safe, then why don't you give me yours? Well, that didn't go over. I asked for her supervisor, and she said she would talk to the supervisor and then call me back, and she did about an hour later. I got a call back, and she said we could proceed without my Social Security number. Just be careful with your information. Now, the same is true with your Medicare number. The new number was changed from your Social Security number for security reasons. People were guessing the Medicare number by knowing your Social Security number. They knew it just had a letter after the end of it. Well, you want to be careful with who you share your Medicare number with. And speaking of Medicare, remember if you're aging into Medicare, 3 months before your birthday isn't too early to call me to help you sign up for Medicare and get your Medicare number so you'll have it before it's time that you have to use it. In fact, anytime you've got a Medicare question, feel free to call me. And the same is true with Social Security. Call me if you want to talk over your options or you have questions. Now, I don't know all the answers. No one does. But I care enough to find your answer and get back with you. Just a show note here. I'm lining up some interviews with experts in their fields. These people are experts in business and money and life, health issues. Now, you don't want to miss them. Through my work and my church work, I'm just blessed to have some international connections and know a lot of people that I've met, and I can bring you some of the top experts to help you have a better life in many ways. Now, I'll be posting more at the show website, so don't miss a show and check in at the website. If you're interested in being a partner on this show, you need to do three things. One is be a business with a good track record so I can honestly endorse you. Two, call me so we can talk about it. And three, have some special offer, and we can work on that together. Have some special offer for my listeners. You know, we've got to take care of the listeners. We're all about value here, and I have to take care of the listeners. Now, since this program is heard on a number of radio stations and also on the podcast, it might be the best advertising money you spend, and it really isn't expensive considering you're on a number of radio stations. Now, I'm looking for partners to work together with that I can recommend to help get back to business, to the business of helping people after COVID. So just contact me in other ways I mention on the show. Okay, I need to be serious here for just a moment. I like to keep the show light and positive, you know, but I have to be serious sometimes. There are some things going on in the economy right now that are scary. Now, I remember every downturn since President Carter in the 70s, and I've never seen things like this. I'm not trying to say this to frighten you. I'm just trying to get you to take things seriously and do some preparation. We have some signs that things are headed in a bad direction, even more so than they have been, and we've never had things turn over so bad when we've had so much debt and so many government obligations, so many people on unemployment, so many businesses shut down, so many shortages, and even a healthcare system that's struggling now. The bank repo rate went negative last week, and it would take a half hour to explain what that is and why it's concerning, but just know it's concerning. We're also seeing insiders putting up to a $4 trillion price tag on the Biden tax increases that they're finalizing now, and someone's going to have to pay those taxes. This is the third growing season that we've seen planning below normal levels, and you don't need a degree in economics or finance to know that we can't eat what we don't plant. Soybeans, corn, wheat, food oils, lots of other things are going up in the futures market. I don't have to tell you about gasoline prices and how they're going up. Silver spot prices, at silver spot prices for paper silver, is trading around $25, $26 an ounce, give or take in that range. That's paper silver. But you can hardly buy real silver for less than $40 an ounce, and seldom even at that rate. And today I went to the U.S. Mint website, and I found that the 2021 Silver Eagle is selling for $73 for the one-ounce coin, and it's currently unavailable, which means the market is broke. We just hadn't seen the results of it yet. Now you need a financial professional on your side like you never have before. Everyone needs a financial professional. Let me say that again. Everyone needs a financial professional, but right now, these days, you need a financial professional on your side more so than ever before. A lot of people's retirement funds are at risk. I already see people paying more in taxes after they retire than they did before they retired when they were working. Now, you don't need to be paying penalties either on your Medicare Part B and D. You're going to need that money yourself, or maybe you leave it to your family, but that can amount to a lot of money. And when you're older, you're going to want better options than going to the nursing home. Now, if you're young or middle-aged, you have a target on you to pay for these deficits that you hear about. There are things that you can do to protect yourself and even come out well. This is not all doom and gloom. There's a lot of things you can do to come out well in these days, but you have to make some changes because the world has changed, and it's in the process of changing more. This idea of set it and forget it financial plans never worked well, and they don't work at all now. For a limited time, I'm offering to sit down and talk with you for free. It won't cost you a thing. I'll talk to you on the phone or in person, whatever is appropriate. You don't have to have hundreds of thousands of dollars to work with me either. I can help you work out a budget where you can start setting back money. And if you have no money to work with me now, you can do that and start building a sound financial future. I just helped a woman with her Medicare, and I showed her some things that we could do to solve some of her money problems and what we could do to protect her from several risks. And she said that even though I didn't charge her, my advice was like gold to her. Well, I want to help you like that, but I have only so much time available to meet with people. Call me now at 931-580-5567, 931-580-5567, or connect with me through my partners. Now, I know it's so hard to get a phone number over the radio. You may be driving in your car, or it's just inconvenient. By the time you get a piece of paper and a pencil, it's gone. Now, I'll give my number to you, 931-580-5567, but you can contact me, as I always say, through my partners, Mullins Insurance Agency, in Shelbyville, Tennessee, the Family Counseling Center of Middle Tennessee, and Access Hope at www.accesshope247.com. They'll connect you with me. Or you can go to my business website at eastbrookfinancialservices.com to see some of the things that we do there. Now, you don't want to wish that you had. You want to be glad that you did. So contact me, and then I can help. And now for the Young Money Minute. All right. If you deposit money in the bank and the bank pays you 1% and the bank loans it out again at 5%, that isn't 4% more. They're getting 5 times your 1%. 5 times. That's why the banks have the nice big buildings. No, I'm not against banks. I'm just saying you have to use them wisely. They don't teach money in schools. And if you go into a bank and you want to do something financially stupid that benefits the bank and is bad for you, if you have a good credit score, they'll let you do it. If you have not so good of a credit score, they'll let you do it and charge you more. Now, banks are great for some things, and I have some good friends that work at banks, but banks are in business to make money. When you deal with a bank, you need a good financial professional. Just like when you write a will or you go to court, you need a good lawyer. And if you're thinking about buying a used car, you need a good mechanic to check out things. Did you know that even how you set up a household checking account matters? There's options that most people have never heard of. If you want to know more about better ways to do your banking, just give me a call. Here is something that you know. This is not the time to be without health insurance. It's also not the time to be spending money that you don't have. You know that. You're going to need that money in the future for bills, inflation, and retirement. Now, if I could save you half of what you're currently spending on health insurance, and you could have better health insurance with no deductible, and I said yes, no deductible, wouldn't that be worth a call to me? If you're under 65 and in reasonably good health, I've got something that you should take a look at. If you put off calling me, you're just wasting money. If you don't have health insurance, well, let me ask you something. Do you have health insurance on your car, but not you? Well, I know, we get caught up in life and we do crazy things, but if you have insurance on your car, you know you need to get some insurance, some reasonable health insurance on you. And if you're 65 or older, you know I can help you with your Medicare, so give me a call. Here's your chance to do your good deed today. You probably know someone that is looking into Medicare. You may know someone with a Medicare mess. So why don't you suggest that they call me and just see what I can do for them? You'll have a good feeling for helping them, and they'll be glad that you did. We're in the home stretch now for the show today. Well, you don't have to be that happy. And that reminds me, I see people all the time that come in because they're facing retirement and they're scared to death. You might say that they're in the home stretch, but they don't have a landing place. They know they don't have the money they need. They know they're overloaded with debt. And they know they messed up somewhere and that they're running out of time. And I know it isn't their fault because we've been lied to about retirement and a lot of things, but it is their responsibility because they're the ones that's going to suffer for it. I ask them what their financial professional had done for them for retirement, and they just look at each other and say something like, well, we knew we needed help, but, well, we just didn't get it done. We just kept putting it off. Or they might say, you know, I had this 401k at work, and I really didn't realize how much it had gone down so much with the stock market. You know you should be working toward retirement, and I think most people now know you can't trust the stock market. They just don't know anything else to do. Call me. Now, this really is easy. If you've got a phone and you want to talk to me, all you got to do is call me and it won't cost you a thing to call and talk. Now, if you're afraid of bad news now, it's only going to be worse later. Call now and see if we can turn bad news into good news. I promise I don't bite and I won't fuss at you. Time now for a word from me. Everyone that has a car legally has to have car insurance. And if you own a home or you rent your home, you should either have homeowner's insurance or renter's insurance. Now, there is a lot of difference in the cost for similar insurance. You can be paying different amounts for practically the same thing. So here is an area where a lot of people may be able to save money that you're wasting now by getting an up-to-date quote and being sure you get all of the discounts that you deserve. So you don't need just the cheapest insurance and the cheapest price. You need someone that can help you compare and will help you with any claims. Well, almost 30 years ago when I moved to Tennessee, the first insurance I bought, I got from the Mullins Insurance Company in Shelbyville, Tennessee, and they're still in business today. They're family-owned and they treat people right. That's how you stay in business for 30 years. Now, if you've had a problem and you're in need of an SR-22 filing, they also specialize in that, and they can help you get back on track. They may be able to save you money by combining your car and your home insurance. There's a lot of things that they can do. Even if you don't live in Shelbyville, you can do business with them by phone. Give them a call at 931-684-7436. That's 931-684-7436. Or search for Mullins Insurance on the internet and tell them Scott sent you. You hear that music? That means our time together on the radio this week is almost over. But you can call me on the phone or reach me through my partners or the show website. And I should have the podcast of the show up on the website a day or two after the broadcast. Now they tell me I've got to read these disclaimers. Your Life and Your Money with Scott Hogue is copyright protected by Scott Hogue and Hogue on Life Publishing 2021, all rights reserved. The information on the show is provided for entertainment for educational purposes only. It's not in any way to be considered personal or professional advice. Your circumstances are unique, and Scott Hogue or his associates cannot be responsible for your decisions based on public information provided by Scott Hogue or his associates through this show, the podcast, or printed material. We simply don't know your personal facts. Wherever there's risk, we must insist that you seek professional advice from a competent professional in that field. Scott Hogue does not provide health care, mental health advice, and refers you to your doctor, your mental health care, your medical health care professional for professional advice. And remember, tax laws and regulations change frequently, so see your tax professional for up-to-date information. Now, you can contact me by phone at 931-580-5567 or through my partners at the Mullins Insurance Agency in Shelbyville, Tennessee, the Family Counseling Center of Middle Tennessee, or Access Hope at www.accesshope247.com or through the show website at www.scotthogue.info. Remember, if you're struggling, remember someone cares. They're there for you at www.accesshope247.com at any hour of the day or night, and the call is free. Till next week, be blessed and bring back a friend.